Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you be embraced by the warmth of the great love, also you be shown the direction of your life with the light and wisdom. And I wish that you will be awakened to the entity, the existence of the spiritual wholeness. In another name, God, Amida, Buddha, Tathagata, anyway. It's a spirit, great spirit of the universe. I am broadcasting that with wishing that you be able to reach, to be touched and reach the great spirit of the universe and really be awakened to the wisdom. One of the differences that the wisdom and stupidity. The one who is awakened to the wisdom only live in the future. And the other way around, the one who is living with stupidity live in the past. For example, if there's a water in the glass and it's a half, it can be water, or it can be a beer, or whatever, wine. And there's half of it were fulfilled, or half of it are already finished. Already you drunk it, or somebody drunk it. And the person who lives with stupidity think, oh, it was full before, now only I have only half. The one who lives in the future thinks that, oh, this half, I can drink half. There is no image of the past. So feel happy that there is a half of the glass of the wine. Who lives in the past is looking at, it was full before, and now I only have half. Which are happier? Which are healthier? So as how you look at today, I mean, today is the youngest day of your whole life. You know what I mean. The stupidity person thinks that today is the oldest day of your life because it's coming from the past. Now I'm already this age. But person who lives in the future thinks, okay, today is the newest day. Today is the youngest day. Today is the starting day. Actually, the one who think, who live in the past, are living in a society, are living in what other people think or say. And this energy of the world always trying to make you think from the past. And make you feel anxious and worry about the future. However, the one who is living in the future does not live in based on society or world, based on living. If not based on the world, what is this person living based on internal God or Buddha. Nothing else. And know that the internal Amida is equal to external Amida. And there's no space for this person to think or to get influence of the society or the world. I mean, there is always trying to make you energy, so I don't say 100% be free from the world mind, but it's much less. It's not heavy at all, so. Anyway, the past is gone. Just like the dust blew away with the wind, and nothing left. That is the past. And the river is always flowing, always new. So it's really alive. The one who is living in the future knows that the past is gone, the world is emptiness. So it's only future exists and nothing comes from the past. So what do you ever want to create the future? You can draw that picture in the canvas of the heart, and that's how you create the future. The child is always active and alive, and because it's only future, living in the future. Remember, today is the youngest day, and it's a starting day, and the future is, it depends on you. And future, forever the future, the Amida, great spirit of the universe, exists. And even in this moment, the new starting moment, every new starting moment, there is the existence of the Amida, the great spirit of the universe. In front of you, the warmly, writingly, and praising your potential, praising your internal Buddha God. Why won't we live in this way, this state of the heart? You can do it.